The Money Wellness Podcast, presented by the Finance Bar, was created to dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. I am your host, Marsha Barnes, and I'll provide practical prescriptions to improve the health of your finances. We'll discuss everything from incorporating financial wellness into your self-care routine, caring for aging parents, navigating the 50th bridesmaid request, and learning how to tackle financial anxiety with ease. Get ready for a financial checkup. This won't hurt one bit. Welcome to the Money Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha, founder of the Finance Bar. In this episode, we'll dive into how to feel more in control of your finances. Many of us have been involved in conversations where we've either said or heard someone say, "If I had X amount of money, I would X." While we would all love for a lump sum of cash to appear out of thin air, things don't work that way. And since we understand this reality, it's important to operate effectively with what we already have. Before budgeting, working to increase our income, or cutting expenses, we must understand what money means to us personally. This is important because when we don't truly understand how money leads to more ease in our lives, our desire to keep it or how we spend it often lacks substance and keeps us in a cycle of sameness. Some of the things that money means to me is that it provides a level of financial stability for me and my family. Feeling confident in our financial matters is important, whether it's to provide a means to pay our expenses, plan for our future, spend time away together, or cover unexpected medical expenses. Financial stability is one of my values as it relates to money. Let's consider a few ways to feel more in control of our finances. One crucial step is to understand your personal values. A short definition of values is to hold something in high regard. What matters most to you? Is it family, flexibility at your job, spending without constantly checking your bank account? Once you've identified your values, prioritize them. While finding inspiration through media or friends can have its benefits, we tend to fill our time looking into someone else's life to avoid doing the much needed work of peeling back the layers of our own. Designate some quiet time and write a list of what matters most. Next, it's time to prioritize. Consider what values will have your undivided attention for the next month or quarter. Having a laser focus in this area allows you to work in increments and avoid the all too familiar feeling of overwhelm. Whether you work on one area or a few isn't significant. What matters most is being honest about what you can adequately handle, commit to, and monitor. Another way to feel more in control of your finances is to work your plan. Once you've made your list and determined your area or areas of focus, consider different strategies you can put in place to help you achieve your goals. For example, if one of the values you would like to work on is to be more committed to monitoring your spending, create a monthly budget and monitor it weekly. If it's more flexibility at work, consider putting a few applications out at jobs that will provide more balance. It would help if you got started quickly in the areas that you desire to prioritize. Lastly, assess and make adjustments as necessary. As life evolves, so do our wants and needs. Set a reminder on your phone to check in with yourself monthly to see what's working well or what can be done to improve. Staying the course is most important. When you are able to align your money with your values, that's when you truly feel and have evidence that you are controlling your finances rather than your finances controlling you. If you are seeking a community of other women committed to their financial journey, consider joining the Finance Bar Members Club, our private financial wellness hub, specially curated to help you master your money without overwhelm. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.